Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All you have is today. That's all you got. Do you make the most of today? Do you make today remembered?
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
I mean, when I was young, I had a lot of people telling me, you have to adjust to the other ones. You have to be like the other ones. I was listening, but I wasn't always following. I did my own thing. I kept doing my own thing, and I believed in myself.
Be you. Be you, okay? Don't let social media and culture and television and media tell you how you should be and what you should be and who you should be.
You have to keep what you want to be in the front of your mind, because you're going to always lose it within the suffering. And suffering, people always hear me say suffering, it's not just physical, man. There's so many forms of suffering out here, it's not even funny. And most of them are not physical. Most of them are psychological.
I feel like when you come outside, you tap in with nature, and like you're doing your like things outside, you're not inside your room all the time, like you get a different perspective. You get different ideas and stuff like that. Never go wrong with that.
My first rule that I always talk about to success is you got to have a very clear vision.
Yes.
Of where you want to go. Because if you don't have that, you're just floating around. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was very fortunate that I created that vision.
Don't listen to anyone. Everybody's full of shit. Nobody knows you or what you're capable of doing.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge, because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default.
Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're gonna begin one more training. Mm-hmm. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's gonna give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You wanna become best. You wanna become champion. And now you wanna say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're gonna watch fight, you just watch fight.
Only weak motherfuckers in life go after things and attempt things they already know they can achieve. You've gotta do something you're not quite sure of. Try something new if you want to switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's where your body's forced to adapt, forced to suffer the discipline today, so you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow. That's what the fuck that's about.
What do you have to lose?
You got nothing to your name. Nothing. You have no money. You have no resources. You have no connection. You have no network. You have no education. You have nothing. What do you have to fucking lose besides going after and chasing it, bro? Chase it. Like your life depends on it, because it does. It's your fucking life, bro. Be responsible for it. Quit blaming other people, bro.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way.
You know what I'm saying? When you 40, 35, you don't want to be up grinding so hard. Like, losing sleep, can't spend time with your kids, your back hurt, your knees hurt. You're too old for that, bro. You're supposed to get it in right now. We got the most energy right now.
Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind. What do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed.
For me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
There's a big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't, but I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.